So what would be the best thing you'd suggest for doing that, for building strong bonds between parents and children?
There's four fundamental principles or secrets, if you like, and when they're practiced, it significantly increases the likelihood that families will be strong, families will be secure, and probably my favorite one, peaceful. And the best thing about these four keys is that they're really simple. I've discovered that the principles of parenting are actually really simple. But great parenting is about doing the simple things at the most difficult times.
Mm. So you suggest that secret number one is emotional availability. What is that all about?
A mum in one of my workshops, and before I tell the story, I should mention that I've changed the names of all parents and children throughout the entire CD. We'll call this mum Jenny. Jenny told me about her family. Jenny and her husband have three children, and Jenny said that from the time that their first daughter, Emily, was born, she just struggled to click with her. And while she loved Emily, who was seven at the time of this scenario, she really didn't seem to like her, and she didn't really enjoy being with her. She didn't enjoy her as a daughter.
Okay.
A couple of weeks after she came to a workshop on being emotionally available, which is key number one, Jenny told me, and she told me in tears about this wonderful experience they had. It was a Saturday morning, and Jenny was mowing the grass, and Emily had been playing quietly in the yard. After a while, she walked over to Jenny and yelled out above the noise of the mower, "Mum!" Now, I don't know about you, but when my lawn has to be mowed, I'm a man on a mission. The lawn is all that matters, because you can't talk to anybody. You've got to shout above the mower, and it's just uncomfortable to try to talk.
Yep.
And it's just a dirty, frustrating, sweaty job. You don't want to stop. You just want to get the job done. And Jenny, like most people mowing the lawn, felt exactly like that. But she remembered this key about taking the time to be emotionally available. She actually turned off the mower, which was a massive step in and of itself. And she crouched down and said, "What can I do for you, Emily?" Emily looked at the ground and said, "Mum, I just want to talk to you." And Jenny said, "Okay." They sat on a rock in the yard in the shade, and Jenny thought about it for a minute before she spoke to Emily, and she acknowledged how Emily was feeling. She said, "You look a little sad." Emily nodded, and Jenny said, "What's wrong?" At this point, little seven-year-old Emily looked at her mum and said, "Mum, I just don't feel like I fit into our family. I feel like I'm not important to you and Dad." How would you feel to hear your seven-year-old daughter say something like that to you? Fortunately, Jenny heard what her daughter was saying, and she became emotionally available, and she learned quite a lot from her daughter. And then she made herself emotionally available so that she could build a relationship with her daughter. They talked about how much Emily was loved, and it was a deeply enriching experience, not just for Jenny and Emily, but for the whole family. So, Bruce, let me ask you a question. How do you think that Emily felt to have her mum reaffirm her importance?
I think if I was Emily, I've got two children, I'm trying to imagine that happening in my house. I'm trying to imagine if I was Emily, how would I feel? I'd feel validated, I'd feel important, even the mower going off and someone stopping the busyness and taking some time with me would just make me feel pretty special.
Yeah. How do you think Jenny, as a mother, felt after she took the time to be emotionally available?
Oh, look, I'd be thinking in that situation, you'd have to feel pretty excited. Excited that you'd actually made some connection, a real connection. Excited that you'd acted on some information, some good ideas that you'd heard in relation to parenting, acting on that. And maybe almost, you know, as a parent, there are plenty of things that we do wrong. I think maybe Jenny felt like that there was just a moment now where she done something right as a mum.
Success.
Where she felt, yeah, competent as a parent.
Well, emotional availability is about a lot more than just sitting down and listening to kids when they're in crisis mode. Lao Tzu, who is, well, some people argue that he's not even a real person, but apparently, allegedly the father of ancient Chinese Taoism and a philosopher, said, "In family life, be completely present."
So does that mean being there for the children all the time?
It's about being available when they need us, and it's about taking an interest in their lives to demonstrate to them how important they really are. It's not when we think they need us, It's when they think they need us. Their perception is what matters in all of this. I don't know why, but it's amazing how much more important the newspaper or the sport or whatever's happening on the radio or even the dishes can seem in comparison to a child who's clambering for some attention. They want it so badly. They just want to be noticed. They want us to be available to them. Mark Twain said, "We're always too busy for children. We never give them the time or interest they deserve. We lavish gifts upon them, but the most precious gift, our personal association, which means so much to them, we give grudgingly." Key number one is really simple. Be there for the children and make time for them. Go on daddy-daughter dates or mummy-daughter dates. Go for a drive or a walk and buy an ice cream just because. Play in the park or wrestle on the carpet.
Those are certainly the times. They're the priceless moments, I guess, that we remember even as parents. And I would suggest that as children, they would remember as well.
Yeah, it's solid advice. And the great thing is the psychological research backs it up.